Guys, there's a few other things happening in the MMA world, but I have to talk about this because this feud right here has produced some of the funniest clips that I've seen this week, and I have to talk about them. This is why we have MMA channels, okay? These guys need the appropriate amount of attention. Gene Silva, obviously, begging for attention almost everywhere he goes, so we're going to give it to him today. Right, we got a Brazilian crash out lord, and then we got a Bible thumping Arkansas redneck, and I'm proud to be a redneck. All right, I'm proud to be a redneck. My neck gets red because I do hard work out on my farm, and you can't take that farm from me. This is definitely the most unhinged, most entertaining rivalry in MMA right now, and last night it reached its peak. Okay, but how did we get here? Last year, Bryce Mitchell, he went on a podcast and he had some words. You know how we have mythical rappers like Mixtape Lil Wayne, or J. Cole on the feature, or Album Mode Drake, right? There's another one that should be Podcast Bryce Mitchell, okay? You do not want to be caught in the same room with Podcast Bryce Mitchell. Look at the fear in this man's eyes right here. In this podcast, he said Hitler was a pretty good guy.
Huh?
You never know what he's liable to say. Honestly, here, let's go look and see. All right, so let's see what the last thing is that this man said. So, all right, he said, Aaron, you're the best wife. Just saw this Corona mask. You packed me for the Brazil trip. It's scented, too. You're the best, sweetie. And since when did the mask get so soft? Can't wait to be home. All right. Like I was saying, Podcast Bryce Mitchell, he's liable to say anything. And so after he did this whole Hitler thing on the podcast last year, Gene Silva, he jumped at the opportunity to fight him. Bryce Mitchell, I feel like he's the perfect example of that quote from Batman. You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And so Gene Silva, he basically sees the opportunity. He says, hey, if I beat the Nazi, I become the hero now. But yeah, really all he did was bark and make noises. And so he barks here in this video. And then Bryce Mitchell hits him with the second hardest line of 2025.
You barking up the wrong tree, mother.
Oh my God. Second hardest line of 2025. You want to know what the first hardest line of 2025 is? Here we go. He's barking again in this one. But the crowd isn't really.
Down in my day.
Holy.
I put a lot of dogs down in my day. When they come barking, you know what they all got in common? They squeal right before they die.
This is a certified hood classic.
Two hardest lines I've heard in all of 2025 MMA. Okay? I put a lot of dogs down in my day. But yeah, when they fought, Gene Silva, he absolutely destroyed him. Yeah, it was not even close. He dropped him multiple times. He told him, get back up. Levanta. And then he drops him again. And then he ends up subbing him. And what's crazy is Bryce is known for his grappling. So this is really insane. Did it end the feud? Not really. No, because in the post-fight press conference, Gene Silva, he goes, I'm sad for him. I hope and pray for Bryce Mitchell because I don't think he's right in the head. There's something wrong with him for him to be acting like that. So there's still some bubbling feud. There's still some tension there. Here we go. Inter Hype Fighting Championship. Dude, thank God that these guys have holes in their contracts where they can go and give us amazing content and grappling events on the side, like RAF. Hype Brazil is going to be... These have been so fun to watch. No one has taken advantage of them more than Armin Sarukian. He went out there and this weekend he subbed Muhammad Makhachev and he called out Charles Oliveira, which I love. I love this. But this hype event, that's not what we're talking about. Okay, because this hype event, there was some promo between Bryce Mitchell and Gene Silva that this is why I made this video.
Let's go. Come on, buddy. Let's go. You'll be tapping tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah, again.
For all your friends,
buddy.
I again choke,
bro. Guys, how awkward is this? You're gonna be tapping tomorrow, buddy.
I can't tap you.
Hey. While their noses are touching, in a random park in Rio de Janeiro. Imagine like you're playing soccer. You're playing football, futeboli, and like a camera crew and these two like 5'7" guys in big denim coats that come up.
You got me once. Mom, I'm gonna get you, buddy.
You got me once. Tomorrow I'm going to get you, buddy. You can tell he's so mad, dude. He's so pissed off that he lost. But look at his response. He doesn't know how to say anything. Oh, what you couldn't hear was what he said. You need to brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Bro. This is what we want, dude. Like, you know what's so annoying is Paramount is doing that weird little round thing, you know, where they stand in the ring with the lights and they just stare at each other. That's not what we need for promotion of fights. This is what we need. Just have them stare at each other, especially guys who don't like each other. Have them stand in the middle of Rio de Janeiro and put their noses on each other. On top of that, this video was so freaking funny. I didn't even see this until I was preparing for this vid. This video right here.
No padding either. Fair enough.
What is he talking about? No padding either. Bare knuckle. What is he talking about? Does he want to do a bare knuckle fight? And then what is, like, Gene Silva just appears with water and trying to shake his hand. And then he smacks it out and Gene Silva goes straight for a double leg. This is so staged. Look at the fake kick.
No padding either. Bare knuckle.
No padding either. Bare knuckle. What's hilarious is that this is scripted and they had to come up with something that Bryce Mitchell would be talking about before Gene Silva walked up to him. So they probably told Bryce, can you talk about the types of push-ups that you like to do? And they, no padding. Bare knuckle. Bryce, can you talk about a time that you had to work in a group of diverse people? Yeah, there was a time I was working and there was a Jewish man in my social studies group and he wanted to take all our credit. I said, I'll punch you right here. No padding, bare knuckle. Bryce, talk about a time you overcame a challenge. You know, one time I was out there in Arkansas. I was on my tractor and I fell clean off the tractor, skinned my skin all up all down on my arm. Took the skin all the way off my arm. No padding, bare knuckle. You know, who knows what he was talking about right before this, but it's just such a random sentence.
No padding either, bare knuckle.
What?
It's just so funny. It's so scripted because this comment is so real. We know if it was real, Gene would have swung a bomb, not shot a takedown. And yeah, you could tell they're just faking, but it's just so funny, man. Tomorrow night, I'm choking him out in front of his friends. Y'all tune in. You don't want to miss this one, I promise. You know, they were having fun at the press conference.
I know damn well why I had to drop a weight class because of you. I'm more worried about the double cheeseburger I ate and what it's going to do to me tomorrow than I am about what he's going to do to me tomorrow. He ain't going to do nothing to me tomorrow.
This is, I mean, you can't even. If I was Triple H, I would be writing a contract right now for when Bryce Mitchell gets out of the UFC, come to the WWE. You couldn't even. Bro, we haven't heard stuff like this since Chael Sonnen. I'm more worried about what the double cheeseburger I'm going to eat tomorrow is going to do to me than what this man's going to do to me tomorrow.
Double cheeseburger, it might come up on me.
That double cheeseburger, it might come up on me. Because, you know, one time I went to Burger King. You know they got that Whopper Wednesday. If you use the app, you get a Whopper for $3.99. But I had a Whopper one time, and they must have had some old buns back there or some rats digging in the. You know how our supply chain, it all comes from China. And so you can't trust nothing. And so I'm really worried about that double cheeseburger I'm going to eat tomorrow more than I'm worried about what Gene Silva's going to do. It's so funny how Gene Silva has these different, I get into a different mode. He gets into a different mode. All of a sudden, he's like, he's either a crash out or he's super nonchalant. Si quiere luta conmigo? Might as well fight, okay. I'm just so nonchalant. Look at me, I'm so nonchalant. Now look at that. Now he decides to become a crash out right here with big bro Carlos Prates. What is that, dude? Kicks him off the stage. Bro, it's funny because there was a time, I remember a certain young man named Daniel Cormier and another young man named John Jones who... They did this on stage, but it did not end like this. Look at how this ends. You see how he's laughing? He's laughing. And so, yeah, you know, moral of the story. I think they did end the beef today. By the end of the fight ended in a draw. which was surprising. I thought Bryce Mitchell would win, but it was pretty competitive. There was a couple slams. Gene Silva got a slam in there. This is such a funny feud that's going on. I doubt they'll ever get to fight again in the UFC. Maybe they'll do another grappling event. Maybe they'll do a bird. Maybe they'll fight bare knuckle.
No padding either.
But I'm loving every second of this. I just had to share it with you guys. Thanks for watching. I'll see you guys later. Peace.